SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio with me, your host, Bertrand Tungandame, and I'm in conversation with Dr. Hannah McGlade, Executive Officer with the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services. Dr. McGlade has accepted to talk to us following the release of a new report showing that nearly three quarters of average daily juvenile detainees in Western Australia in 2020 were Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people. More than 70 organisations have endorsed the report and have called for WA to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14 years. Dr. McGlade, what are the main findings of this report?
The key findings were that there were several hundred plus children under the age of 14 being currently impacted. The report is highlighting the impact of the current laws and the low age of criminal responsibility for children from 10 years, that this impact, this is happening in West Australia on Aboriginal children and the serious issues that are being presented as a result of this situation. It's making a strong case for increasing the age to the West Australian government, and certainly with so many organisations signing on in support, that's a clear statement from the sector of expectations around the treatment of Aboriginal people and children in our state.
And how surprising and concerning are the findings of the report?
We've known for a long time that obviously this is shocking, that young children are being charged for very minor offending. See cases such as children stealing small items such as chocolates or pens and having charges laid against them for such trivial matters. Of course, it's Aboriginal children that are primarily affected by this law and these policing behaviours. It's not surprising to those of us who work in this area and have been advocating a long time to raise the age, but it is a very good case, drawing on lots of evidence, including the medical evidence, which shows the damage to children from incarcerating them at such a young age, the risk of their being becoming, you know, repetitively involved with the criminal justice system, the dire need for diversions and justice reinvestment in particular.
What is the success rate of these alternatives to detention, things like justice reinvestment?
The governments haven't really properly invested into these alternative approaches. Certainly the situation of Bourke and the justice reinvestment commitment made there a long time ago has seen very positive results. There has been a commitment in the Kimberley region only recently, but this needs to be certainly across the board, and particularly when we're talking about children who obviously don't have full functioning of their brains and capacity to think in advance and deserve best responses. And certainly we have signed important treaties, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, for example, which says that the best interests of the child shall be the prevailing interest in all matters. And that's clearly not happening in our state, where we have laws, a law that says from 10 years of age they can be criminally held liable and responsible and even incarcerated.
And this is a question that comes all the time. And year after year, we get calls to actually implement and respect the right of the child. And we are still incarcerating babies.
And the UN has been very clear in its advice to Australia. And when Australia was questioned before the UN child rights body, I was there and I participated in speaking to that body. And I know that they are telling Australia very forcefully that this situation cannot continue in this way. This is a grave, serious human rights abuse of children, particularly Aboriginal children who are most likely impacted. And, you know, I think that even us talking today is adding to that chorus of condemnation, as we should. When human rights are being violated, we don't sit by and ignore that situation and sit on our hands and do nothing. We speak up, we speak out, and we do as the coalition of services have done in this case, you know, signing this report, authoring it, and calling on the West Australian government to act. So I really do commend Social Reinvestment WA and their chairpersons, Glenda Kickett and Daniel Morrison, for leading this very good work.
The ACT committed to raise the criminal age of responsibility to 14. Can this inspire Western Australia to do the same?
It's certainly part of the picture that says to states like WA particularly, which has the highest rate of youth incarceration in the country, we have double the national average here, very shocking rates. I think this says that other states are doing the right thing. Why won't you? And, you know, the fact that this is an ALP government that is performing so poorly in relation to Aboriginal children is shocking. And at a national level, the ALP has made a strong commitment to Aboriginal reconciliation, and that is really fantastic. But we need to see that at the state party level, and unfortunately in West Australia we're not. You know, the UN system is really important. Those human rights laws and treaties are law that Australia is bound to. And it's actually time for us to also have a dialogue about a optional protocol that attaches to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Australia hasn't signed this protocol. It should do that, though, because what will happen is that the protocol, when agreed to by the country, will allow children whose rights are being violated in that country to take their complaint and to raise those issues before the UN treaty body for their guidance and advice. And that certainly is needed in Australia when you look at the very high rates of removal of Aboriginal children today and increasing removal of Aboriginal kids from Aboriginal families and country, and in circumstances which don't show respect for cultural safety and which highlight actual discrimination, systemic discrimination happening in those systems. And also, of course, in the criminal justice system, where we're seeing racial profiling, even of Aboriginal kids who will tell you about their experiences of being followed around by security when sent to the shops by mum for some bread. You know, this starts very young for our children and does account for this high rate of criminalisation and incarcerating of children. So certainly I think we need to be talking nationally and actually calling on our government to commit properly to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child by signing this optional protocol, a very important procedure.
Yeah, Dr. McGlade, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.